My co-host Robert Siegel is in St. Paul, where the first day of the Republican convention was scaled back because of the storm. The McCain campaign also found itself dealing with a political complication. McCain's running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, released a statement today confirming that her 17-year-old daughter Bristol is pregnant. The statement goes on to say that Bristol and the young man responsible for the pregnancy will marry and raise the child together. Earlier today, Robert talked with Jill Hazelbaker, communications director for the McCain-Palin campaign, to find out how that news and the hurricane may affect this week's festivities.
First of all, I want to ask you about Gustav and the convention, which is that what's the green light that you're looking for to proceed and have a fairly robust convention here?
Well, I wouldn't describe it as a green light. I mean, we are monitoring the situation very closely. Our hearts go out to those in the Gulf. I mean, it's a very dangerous situation. We don't know what kind of flooding might ensue. We don't know if there will be storm surges. We really don't know the strength of the storm right now. So it's something we're monitoring very closely. Senator McCain feels very strongly that it would not be appropriate to have festivities while people are evacuating their homes and in danger for their lives.
So tell us, and from the discussions that you've been in, some definitions here of festivity as opposed to serious speech at a convention. What is it that you don't want to see? What can you see?
Well, we're taking it day by day. Today we scrapped the program for Monday. I think we're going to take it day by day, and we'll have announcements as we go. But what we're looking for is a more toned down, a more appropriate convention, given what's happening right now with Gustav.
Now, there's a Reuters story out today that I want to ask for confirmation. It says that the McCain campaign has issued a statement concerning Governor Palin's daughter, Bristol.
That's right.
That she indeed is pregnant, expecting a baby, and that, is it all true?
Well, what happened was that yesterday there were some very vicious and ugly rumors on the internet suggesting that Governor Palin's son, who was born 5 months ago with Down syndrome, was actually the child of her daughter. The reality is that is not true, that was part of an effort in the liberal blogosphere to attack Governor Palin. It's really unfortunate in campaigns today that families literally become a target. Governor Palin's daughter is pregnant, and we ask that the media respects her privacy. Her family is supporting her. She made the decision on her own. And we ask that the media afford her the same tradition of respecting the children of candidates' privacy that has been given to candidates past.
You were in the vetting procedure. Did this come up? Did you talk with Governor Palin or
Senator
about it?
McCain was aware of this and thought that in no way did it disqualify her from serving as his nominee for Vice President of the United States.
In the vetting of Governor Palin, did the campaign establish how often she's traveled abroad, either as governor or before?
There was a very thorough vetting of her. I'm not going to get into specifically what the vetting process looks like.
Right.
We were, I think, very successful at keeping a lid on the process. And
we did that
up until her announcement, and we're going to do that in the aftermath.
But apart from her visiting the Alaska National Guard in Germany and Kuwait, do we know if Governor Palin has traveled outside the country at all?
Of course she has. But look, this is, I don't think that it's fair to diminish the fact that she is the commander of the Alaska National Guard, that she has a son who will be departing for Iraq very soon. I mean, this is a woman with significant executive experience. And since when did being a governor make you not qualified to be vice president of the United States? We've never seen that.
But the question I was asking was just about travel, about whether she has done any overseas travel, either to Asia or to other European countries other than the base.
Of course, and she is very prepared for this job. And Senator McCain, his top priority when he was making this selection was to choose someone who could step in at a moment's notice and act as commander-in-chief. And he found that partner in Governor Palin, and we are confident that she is up to the task before her.
That's Jill Hazelbaker, communications director for the McCain-Palin campaign, speaking with my co-host Robert Siegel at the Excel Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. And we should add, the McCain campaign says Governor Palin has visited Ireland in addition to Germany and Kuwait.